Saga Egmont presents Death Before Dawn, an Inspector Cecilia Mars thriller by Michael Katz-Krefeld. Translated by Nina Sokal and read by Zara Ram.
Part 1. The moth's wings, illuminated by the glow of the fire, swarming in unsteady pathways towards the flames you now come so near, consumed by the fire before you're aware. Chapter 1. The darkness cloaked him as he looked over at the apartment complex on the opposite side of the street. It was 11 p.m. and Saxogheda was deserted. The piercing cold kept most people indoors. Only a few had passed by in the hour he had been sitting in his car. He hadn't paid any attention to them. He had been carefully focused on the apartment on the first floor. The ceiling light was turned on in the living room, sending its glow out to the balcony. Contrary to the neighbouring balconies, no satellite dish had been installed on the low railing, which meant that he had a clear view of the living room through the narrow balcony door. A clear view of Christina Sand. He had observed her walking back and forth. She wore a white T-shirt that accentuated her breasts. He had seen her long hair flutter as she turned around. 20 minutes ago, he had caught a glimpse of a wine glass in her hand, and he was thinking that she must be having a party. Her private party, because he knew that she was alone up there. All alone. Christina came into view again, standing in front of the balcony door. She sipped from the glass. Was she wearing jeans? Maybe leggings? He wasn't sure. No matter what, the outfit accentuated her gorgeous long legs. She was swaying her hips back and forth to the beat of the music she listened to, he guessed. He reached for the button to the side window and rolled it down. He had naively hoped that he would be able to hear what she was playing, but all that reached him was the distant sounds of the city. He rolled the window back up and turned on the radio. The music they were playing was heavy and noisy, and he continued pushing the dial buttons until he landed on some older pop. It sounded like Britney Spears. Maybe Christina was listening to the exact same tune. "Oops, I did it again," sang Britney. What a coincidence, he thought, as he stomped his foot to the beat of the music and looked up at Christina. After a while, she closed the thin curtains. He felt disappointed, but then she started wriggling to the music behind the curtain. In the silhouette, she danced sensually, her hips swaying. His private dancer. It was a gift to him, just as much as it was a sign. One of the many that had recently appeared and which had led him down the path to her. "Christina," he whispered to himself. He turned off the radio and looked back towards the light up there. She was like a firefly fluttering about a single light bulb, drawn to something it can't quite comprehend, like Christina was drawn to the music and her movements, like he was driven by certain instincts growing stronger and darker within. Instincts that were inexplicable, but that he knew he would have to obey to feel whole. He grabbed the leather briefcase on the passenger seat. He considered whether he ought to check the contents one last time, but he saw no reason why he should keep postponing this. Now was the time for the whole thing to be executed. That which had always been in his mind. That which had rushed through his veins. He opened the car door and got out. It had started to rain, and the raindrops bounced off his long black nylon coat. He pulled up the collar and started to cross the dark street, keeping a firm grip on the handle of the leather briefcase. When he reached her building, he found her name on the door entry phone and pushed the button. Chapter 2. Cecily made a sharp turn at the corner in her black Golf and continued down Istegeda. Vestepol was just waking up on this piercingly cold Monday morning, and there was a lot of traffic. She beeped impatiently and tried to edge her way around the line. When that didn't work, she turned on the flashing blue lights, forcing the cars in front to make room for her.
"Damn, Hino, did you just let out a fart?"
Henrik asked from the back seat. The older grey-haired colleague...